Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you. Thank you so much for joining Soul Chat. Today I'm so excited to talk about this topic because I think I'm going to hashtag signs, because one of the things that I've been talking about, especially if you've been joining me on Instagram, make sure you follow me at Queens Recognized Queens, as well as on Facebook at Queens Recognized Queens for additional motivation. But one of the things I've been talking about is how we ask God for signs. We'll ask God for signs to show us in what direction we should go, what choices we should make, and you know, just being more insightful and aware of my own surroundings, I'm able to see that everything around us is a sign and a representation of something that also has to do with our own lives. So when we're in, you know, states where life is tough, when we're in states where things keep happening and, you know, they're out of our control. And I don't know about you, but my word for 2020 is surrender. Because when things are out of control, you know, let's reference driving as a sign. When things are out of control and you're driving a car, you should not panic. You should not panic. You should remain calm so you can calmly steer the car, you know, hopefully back to its natural state. And the same is true for our lives. So when we surrender, we're able to allow our greater faith to take over and to really show us the possibilities of life. So today, you know, just hashtag signs, I'm going to share this quote with you, and then I'll really get into, you know, why this is a sign of why we need to be great and why we are all destined to just be great, and life is just life. So the quote reads, "A diamond is just a piece of charcoal that handled stress exceptionally well." Come on, you guys. Everybody knows that diamonds are a big thing, you know, regardless of their negative energy and the, you know, the negative things that happen behind the diamond trade and all those things. We all know diamonds are so beautiful. They shine unlike any other stone that they look like, and they're just beautiful. There's something energetically about them that we are attracted to as humans, and we'll save that for a third eye episode. But look at that sign. Look at that analogy. A diamond is just a piece of charcoal that handled stress exceptionally well. So whether that's you thinking about where you came from, there's just so many reasons why this sign of life and this anomaly that happens in life is such a representation of our own lives. So the first lesson I thought it represented was the ability to push through. Like, no matter what, you can come out shining, okay? Literally, you can come out shining. Charcoal, we use charcoal to cook and grill, right? I'm not sure if that's the same charcoal that turns into diamonds, but nonetheless, you know, you can push through and you can come out shining. So you should never, ever, ever, ever give up. You should never give up, because even if you go slow, and even if you have to step back for the things that happen in your life and process them so that you can move on better, stronger, getting the lesson and not just moving forward because you want to, you know, throw sugar and salt over the wound, but you really just want to heal and see what's happening and come back stronger is what we're all supposed to do, right? That's how we become that diamond. We're just handling stress exceptionally well. And although you may fall down, you have to get back up, right? Because we know if a piece of coal could do it, we could do it too, right? What does this also show us? It shows us that we can go from nothing to something. So like I said, if we're thinking about our past and a lot of us are holding on to old hurts, we're operating as children and not mature adults. Because a lot of us don't have examples of what a mature adult may have looked like. And B, I think we're just, as a society, awakening to, you know, the awareness that your childhood does affect the way you operate and handle yourself as an adult. So it's important to heal those wounds, to reckon with yourself, and to know that you're whole and that you can go from nothing to something, right? Because you're always something. It's just believing it's possible, you know, and not believing in what you know. Your true nature is to shine. Your true nature is to shine. That's what a diamond shows us. It also shows us that time is just an illusion, right? We just have to focus on what fuels our heart, even if it's unknown and scary. And we have to energetically remove what does not feel good because it holds us back. I once heard this quote that says, when you have a lot of weight, you have to wait. So we want to let things go because we have a better, bigger, brighter future ahead of us. And it's scary because we don't know what it looks like. It's scary because we haven't seen it. We've seen it in our minds, but not in our tangible, physical lives. So that's when we have to kick in faith, you know, surrender, like I said in the beginning, and really look around us for the signs of life, like diamonds, that are showing us how powerful we are, how brilliant we are, how strong we are, how resilient we are. And as we head into February, one of my favorite months, the whole freaking year. Why? Because it's Black History Month. Yes, I said it. I love it. Love Black people. Love Black culture. Love, love, love it. Love it how Black people have proven to be extremely resilient and overcoming of just the adversities of life presented by a lack of perspective. So I'm so excited for February. As we head into the month, let's remember we are resilient, we are amazing. If you guys are not following us already, please make sure you head over to Instagram and Facebook and follow us as well. Give us a thumbs up, hit the like button, follow us on YouTube. We are just everywhere sharing additional content to make sure that we are on top of the game of keeping you motivated, inspired, and healing towards your wholeness holistically. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this episode, make sure you rate us and leave a review. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.